5 minutes with God's holy word. May God bless you and your people and this station. Let's read some more out of the perfect book of God in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the earth or ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. I like to speak about the living soul. Did you know that you will live on and on and on? You have a soul. A soul never dies. A soul will exist forever because it's created by God. Yet, we need to determine where this will be at. Where will we stay? God has given us a choice, hasn't he? He's given us his word to show us the correct way and the right way and the blessed way and the happy way. And we need to take heed to it. And Jesus has made a way so that we can experience eternal life. You remember that one verse he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God does not lie. He tells us the truth. We do have an existing soul. There's proof of that throughout the Bible. Oh, we know that when Jesus resurrected from the grave, from the tomb, he would walk this earth some 40 days. He was seen of over 500 of the brethren. He showed himself to the believers. And thank God he was caught up into heaven. And he said he'll come back. But here we have proof of it in the Bible. Did you know Abraham died about 1,800 years before the birth of Christ? Yet, we see him again in the New Testament, him and Elijah both. Elijah died about 896 years before Christ came, but yet he's alive today, and Abraham is, Moses is, they all are alive because Moses and Elijah was seen there with Jesus. You remember when he was translated, he showed him his glorified body. Jesus lit up. His clothes even lit up. The body that he has, we'll have one like that someday. But there's proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's life after death. And what will you do about it, my dear friend? Prepare. You know, Stephen, when he was being stoned, he looked up and seen Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Even Paul seen Jesus there on Damascus Road. If you read in Luke 16, the rich man seen Abraham. Remember, Abraham had died some almost 4,000 years ago, and he was seen there holding Lazarus, the poor man who died, who knew God. He was comforted. But the rich man was in torment, but yet he could see there is life after death, my friend. Thank God Jesus has made a way that we can go to heaven. Oh, I know many times we don't even think about death. We think it won't come. Well, the reason we feel that way, in a sense, we will never die. We will exist somewhere. But where will you go? Are you going to be with God? Or will God have to separate you? Because remember, he's a holy God. And if you got sin in your life, you can't be with him. You've got to denounce sin. You got to separate yourself from sin. And only Jesus is the one that gives the power to change your life. Oh, God, hallelujah. It is a blessed thing to have him. And we have eternal life. We don't have to worry about death, hell, and the grave. Because the Bible says in Revelation 21:4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. See, he's going to make everything new. I mean, we've got to shed this body. We must shed this body just like a caterpillar. I mean, you've seen the state they're in, like a worm, but they're in a cocoon. But thank God they are transformed into a beautiful butterfly. Like the locust who sheds its shell, we have to shed this body that we're in and have a body like him. Oh, thank God, it is a wonderful thing that we'll have a body like him. I always wanted to fly, didn't you? I do. Thank God, it'll be a good time. No more pain. How about it, friend? Don't put it off. The Bible's real. You're not here by accident. God created you for a purpose, and he wants you to be with him. May God bless you and yours, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.